kind of stuff I never even get into because you're not ready for it. The globalists don't believe in Satanism. They believe they're contacting interdimensional aliens through the drug use and through the electronic interface, and they believe, and actually write about, Ray Kurzweil, all of them, that they're going to merge with the machines, blast off into hyperdimensional space. And that's why they're so crazy. That's why they want to get rid of us. That's why they're smiling and giddy and acting so nuts, because they believe, if you're a psychiatrist and are hearing this, understand, whether it's real or not, they believe they are in contact with these entities and are being directed by them. That's why they're so evil. And the entities are telling them, eternal life, total power, total control, everything you could ever want. Just kill everyone. Set up a world government. Build this design we're telling you. Build what we're telling you. Build this. Build this. Let us through. Build the Hadron Collider. Open the dimensions. Let us in. We're going to really help you. We're friendly little guys. Demons? Aliens? Don't exist? I don't know. I only cover what I can prove. But now, I'm telling you, one of the big secrets of the elite, okay? And that gets pretty David Icke-ing. I don't know if any of that stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, that's what the elite are into. That's what they believe. That's what's going on. Okay, they think it's real. I won't take DMT to find out. I don't recommend you take it either. Supposedly hallucinate for about 5 minutes, don't even know where you are. And it can all the other heads of the 60s that turned out were CIA and FBI. All the main guys, it turned out, who see the Mescalito and they take enough peyote. The little elf. They're not seeing pink elephants, folks. And these little elves are telling them, do this, do that. A lot of these scientists will tell you, oh, we got this idea to go this way in technology from the clockwork elves. Oh, they build things. Yes, they do. Now, I'm not saying any of this is real, but the Pentagon is whole hog in this stuff for 40, 50 years. I mean, they are completely obsessed with it. They put out the ingredients of DMT. They put out the ingredients of LSD. They put out the ingredients of PCP. They actually want you taking it. And the question is, why do they want you taking it? Because they want to open something up. And some will argue, well, it's good to have a psychedelic experience and to be able to reach out and expand your consciousness. But the question is, why does the Bible say don't do it? Because it opens up other worlds. Is it other worlds in our consciousness? Is it something in our subconscious? Maybe it's only in our brain. I don't know. But I shouldn't have even gone there. The point is, it just gets crazier by the minute. I don't need DMT to see how evil these globalists are.
That rant, had you heard that Alex Jones rant about DMT before?
No, I hardly ever listen to Alex Jones. He's too on the fear-mongering side and the negative rant kind of thing going on.
Within the Android meme, as illustrated in my tiny node chart, he is the enthusiastic creator of the memory and emotion of paranoia. That's what that part of the Android meme.
By definition, it's being afraid of being afraid of being afraid.
Yes. So, of course, we also never listen to Ryan.
Never listen to Ryan. Sorry, Ryan.
To Alex Jones. It was a great rant in the description. Did you get that, Carol? Like eternal power.
Yeah,
other world.
He had all the buzzwords.
All the buzzwords that Ion has influenced the world language on.
Oh, but he left out CeeLo Green's best version.
Yeah, you mean F-U?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So in the YouTube, at the end of it, he says he's thinking. He's rubbing his chin like the famous sculpture of the thinker, and he's gone, I'd never take the DMT to see how evil the globalists are.
Yeah, right. He probably has already taken it a couple times.
No, I believe him. He says he would never take it. And what's interesting, he said, Ion, the Bible says not to take it or discourages that kind of work. Would you agree with that, Ion, that the Bible discourages consumption of DMT or psychotropics?
So here's what the Bible, it does not. Here's the point.
It does not what? Well, you said it does not.
It doesn't say don't do that.
Okay,
good. It doesn't say where does that come from? If God has to put a damn rule about not doing it, why did God create it in the first place?
Good point. Very good point. So
if this is nasty and this is terrible and this can't be and this is an abomination before God, well, it seems ridiculous that God would be busy running around making abominations so that you little ones couldn't get out beyond yourself because of your own abomination or abominability regarding your own abominations.
Right. So I guess what you're saying, that everything created by us godness, everything we create is not bad. It may not be good, but it's not bad.
There is no good and there is no bad. There either is or becoming.
Very good point. See, so Alex, to have us on your show, we'll correct you and a lot of things.
Oh,
please. Hey, is any of these damn people listening to our show? Are they aware of us lurking on the horizon?
You're asking Alex.
I'm asking Ion. Not Ryan. I'm asking Ion.
Bob, they're quoting you better than you already. What do you mean?
Well, it was Alex thinking of us when he said the Illuminati were taking DMT for 70 years?
For Pete's sake. Well, if he's so scared of it, shouldn't he be afraid to speak about it?
Well, he doesn't understand that words create power and create issues.
He's probably seen the little green elves now.
What'd you say, Ryan?
Does Alex Jones know about you guys and your show?
Well, that's what I'm asking, and I'm assuming he does. I'm taking that whole rant as inspired by his awareness of us. Now, if he isn't aware of us, I'm asking Ion, is anybody in the staff aware of us?
Well, he certainly is. Where do you think all the content's coming from these days?
That's right. You know, Ryan?
Wait till Torchwood starts. Wait till Eureka starts. Wait till Warehouse 13 starts in a few days.